We are going to start the program with the recitation of the Holy Quran by inviting Sheikh Muzaffar Haider from the United Kingdom to recite the Holy Quran and hopefully the translation as well with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qad aflahal mu'minun. Certainly will the believers have succeeded. Sometimes I like to just go back to these initial verses of Surah Mu'minun. So this is Surah number 23 of the Holy Quran if you want to follow along. These initial verses are essentially the trick to life. If we can get these few verses embedded within our lives, we're going to be good to go. The first verse says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Certainly the believers have succeeded. If you're a believer, if you're a mu'min, you're going to be successful. The next verse says, the next verses in fact are defining what a mu'min is. It says, they are those who are during their prayer humble and intent. They are خاشعون, they are completely submissive. They're afraid. Remember, the concept of istighfar, as defined by the leader and as defined by those who know what the realities behind akhlaq really are, is that look, istighfar is not just about doing a sin and then repenting thereafter. No, istighfar is an attitude that we're supposed to have in life. The Holy Prophet ﷺ would do istighfar 70 times every time he stood up from a certain place. What was he doing istighfar for? The Ahlul Bayt were the most repentant of all the servants of Allah, and yet we know that they never committed sins. Therefore, we must conclude that this concept of istighfar is about a certain attitude that Allah wishes to see in His servants. It is this repentant attitude that will make us khashi'un in our salat. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. And they who turn away from ill speech. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Another trait that they have is that they turn away from لَغْو, that which has no benefit. Sometimes we get caught up in life doing things which are not necessarily sinful, they're not necessarily haram for us to do, but at the same time, they have no benefits for us. A true mu'min will avoid even those things. The things which are just fudul, have no benefits, they're not worth it, they don't help you in any way, they're just a waste of time. Then it says, and they are those who pray zakat, who give zakat. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. And they guard their private parts. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. Except from their wives or those their right hands possess, for indeed they will not be blamed for this. إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ. And whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَٰلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ. And they are those who, with their trusts and their promises, are attentive. They keep their trusts. If you make a commitment, you stick to that commitment. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. And again it says, they are carefully maintaining their prayers. Twice the prayers are mentioned. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ. According to a hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, the first one is referring to the obligatory salat. The second one is referring to the nafila, the extra salat, which is mustahab for us to pray. The 10th verse says, these believers, they are going to be the inheritors. أولئك هم الوارثون الذين يرثون الفردوس هم فيها خالدون.
They will inherit the Firdaus, the special Jannah. They will abide therein eternally. Imam Ali alayhi salam, remember he said, you were created for the Akhirah. Your soul is eternal. Do not sell yourself for this lowly dunya. وَصَلُّوا عَلَى مُحَمَّدُ وَآلِ مُحَمَّدُ